Madam President, we thank Lao PDR for its comprehensive extension request. We recognise that Lao PDR is the most heavily contaminated country worldwide, and that the massive extent of cluster munition remnant contamination means that it will require multiple more extension requests and decades of effort to fully identify and address the contamination. We welcome Lao PDR's strong national ownership in its Article 4 implementation, including concrete and costed plans for both clearance to address confirmed hazardous areas already identified and for survey to continue to identify and confirm contamination. We also welcome that Lao PDR revised its clearance work plan to include only projections for humanitarian clearance of confirmed hazardous areas, and to exclude commercial clearance. Commercial clearance, unlike humanitarian clearance, tends to involve clearance of land with no or very few submunitions destroyed. It is not targeted clearance of CHAs, but instead clearance at the request of clients of often uncontaminated land, required for confidence building for construction and development projects. It is therefore not to be considered as cluster munition clearance unless it is of confirmed hazardous areas. We also encourage Lao PDR to take this into account and separate out commercial clearance in its annual Article 7 transparency reports. We encourage the national authorities to take on board the recommendations of international clearance NGOs and allow the use of mine or explosive detection dogs and drones in order to increase operational efficiency. We commend Lao PDR's UXO Sector Working Group, which is an effective coordination mechanism chaired by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and co-chaired by UNDP and donor countries, which meets twice a year. This serves as an excellent example to other affected state parties. We welcome the inclusion of environmental considerations and of gender and diversity considerations in the extension request. Lastly, we would like to inform delegates that Mine Action Review side event on Thursday at midday, moderated by Norway, will include a question and answer session with representatives from Lao PDR's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the National Regulatory Authority, in which we'll further discuss some of these excellent examples of good practice and lessons learned. We hope delegates are able to join for this. I thank you.